से कहा तूने क्या दिल दिया, दिल लेने के लिए ही दिल दिया। हूरों की चाहत में अमृत पिया, तो क्या पिया ओ प्यासे। ओ जिया तू जिया तू जिया घर से तो जिया, तू जिया तू जिया ऐसा हो मैं यारा क्या जिया।
A.R. Rahman and 99 Songs makes me think of the classic superhero dilemma of Superman. No matter how superheroic you are, you can't be two places at once, you can't save two people at a time. To counter this failing, in a Superman comic storyline called Superman Red and Superman Blue in 1998, Superman can copy himself and multiple versions of him can save all or who that needs to be saved at different points in time. Rahman too is quite a musical superhero, saving the world of cinema and arts with similar revisions and refreshes. 99 Songs has become quite a unifying force, a movement over the last year, almost a revolution of sorts for fans especially, and also a call for all things original, independent and ones made with purity of thought, creativity and belief. A belief in the power of dreams, a belief in the world-changing power of art, and a belief in giving a shot to all that's hidden far beneath the pillars of commerce and success or failure. It is often said that you shouldn't comment on what you don't understand, and so I can only comment in a limited capacity on some of my takeaways from 99 Songs. I would be ahead of myself if I could review this complex film in just one viewing. Over the years, we have loved, adored and lived A.R. Rahman's music, but 99 Songs shows us how much he loves music and understands it to a depth which not only theoretically scientist-level mad crazy genius, but also capable of educating the world in such an entertaining format. Each chapter, each act in 99 Songs, which could have fallen to traps of formula or template, is just so refreshing here. Almost like a musical genre, college rock, pop, techno, bhangra, rap, traditional bhajan and of course jazz. These acts are woven together, composed together, beat by beat to the plot points and character beats to a great level of success. 99 Songs, the film, is a world of colors, sounds and characters. To paraphrase Manisha Koirala's character, you can't separate the art from the artist, and so is the case here. The presence of the man, the maestro, is so overpowering, one just can't view it as just as a film. Especially if you're a diehard ARR fan like me, you will see his philosophies, artistic touches all through the film. Having said that, 99 Songs stands on its own as a self-affirmed, independent and original film. Any film on an obsessed, disillusioned artist can't exist without parallels or similarities with other films in the genre. So here too, you often get taken to a scene in Rockstar, kind of a beat in Tamasha, and I was also reminded of Rock On at some time. Sometimes the theories that a film gives outlive them and are better than the film itself, but here they are equal, they are more organically woven together. Like we often quote theories from Imtiaz Ali films, but when we see them in the film, they are not that hard hitting or striking in real time, in the first time that we watch them. I would also like to think of this film as very revisionist in its approach to the theme and central plot. The makers know what we have seen time and again and do not want to bore us with the same again. Hence, you do not see many events unfolding, like the journey of Jay as a singer and musician from stage shy days to the one performing confidently in the college band. You saw that in Rockstar. So, in the many dynamics that are etched finely, I particularly like the one between Jay and Polo. Again, it felt very lived in. Obviously, they lived in together for a year, so maybe that's the reason. It also makes me think of Ehan Bhatt and A.R. Rahman himself, from what's seen in the multiple media appearances they've been making, almost like 100 interviews by now in the last 1 month. The same unsaid and intuitive understanding, the nod here, mutual respect and bro bonding. And when you're mounting such a great film like 99, there's bound to be a few things that stick out. And here for me, it was a love story. I was just not convinced with it. It is not a bad thing, might as well be a very conscious narrative and stylistic choice, but I was badly hoping for a finale that rewards me with an unconventional take. Everyone might see the film differently and will see 99 Songs differently. People who watch it in cinema, later on Netflix or OTT, fans will relate to each musical note, each frame taking them back to the maestro himself and his whole universe of creativity. There's also a whole lot of new here, from the fresh approach to visual design, a very music video-like editing style, a bold screenplay in quite a few places. I love the little touches, like someone whispering, "Your daughter sings and looks great," to Jay's father when his wife is singing on stage, and Polo's father back in Shillong over-analyzing his choice of t-shirts and doing the dad thing so nonchalantly. Even the refreshing cold open with the female lead and the male introduced without any cinematic hang-ups whatsoever. She just walks right into the sequence. It's almost like an event. For this film to hit in these times of both very depressing current affairs and depressing content where anything can be made and put on OTT platform, I just checked few films and every film I watch, I just turn it off in 5 minutes. I always wonder who really watches these films and is this new cinema? And it's always done with a guarantee of certain hits, certain number of viewers. For 99 Songs to hit now is quite revolutionary, and we may only realize the worth of this film, much like Rahman's own music, in many years to come. It is easy for me when I sit as a critic to point out the flaws and what could be better and what was mediocre, but 99 Songs achieves way more than you may expect from it. I honestly didn't expect much after the first teaser. It looked too formulaic to me. And a love story on the rocks and the artist on the run with a hint of drug usage and mental health problems. But how it manages to give you a different and refreshing watch is all credit to the team of A.R. Rahman, Ihan Bhatt and Vishvesh Krishnamurthy primarily for breaking away from the template, be it taking the focus away from showing an angst-ridden protagonist to giving each lyric, each word in song a brilliant script-wise juxtaposition. Even the dialogues hit so well at times. Rarely one does one see a line from a song quoted by a character in a scene, and that too with such poignance and success as we see here for O Aashika. Coming to the songs, one must appreciate how each song, audio first and then film too, is not meant to be swashbucklingly awesome. Again, something we are not used to. Music composers and often A.R. Rahman also, he's often talked about how producers always go to him asking for a chart buster every time, always wanting it to be from Rockstar or Lagan or Dil Se Tal. And composers are always asked to give a chart topper, but it doesn't mean that 99 Songs doesn't have chart toppers. I really don't care about charts at this point of time, but the way the magic unreveals reveals on the screen is just for anyone to see and experience. And Rahman songs particularly have always stunned fans and film audience. I would often discuss with friends, with fans in my circles, and how will this song look in the film? This song was so beautifully picturized. This just exceeded my expectations. Well, and 70% of songs, that might not be the case. And in this current era, even Mani Ratnam has revised the use of a Rahman song, how it looks in the film. So it is expected that a very world-wise film like 99 Songs will not give you the images that you have in mind. I would also love to know about the general audience who's hearing these songs for the first time in the film and seeing them, and how they feel to them in the film. But for us fans, they're almost in the bloodstream now. It's akin to seeing a concert of your favorite artist where the beginning notes of an oft-heard song sends you into frenzy. Let's talk about the songs. Sophia opens the film beautifully, again surprised me with the visuals. Teri Nazar, I was choking up throughout the song. It just hit me like a thunderstorm. The unassuming way the song kicks in and takes you in its grasp is just so lovely. Hamnawa, not my favorite picturization, quite a formulaic situation, hero playing at a ball with the heroine smiling away in glee and her father, you know, over observing everything, almost micromanaging. It was somewhat lifted by the design and the VFX element, but I think the song really comes and makes its presence worth due to the placement in the scene that comes after it. Soja Soja, I was again a little humdrum about the casino jazz bar set in Shillong and how it actually starts a little low energy, but then it more than redeems itself in the fantastic second half, bringing in Sophie's emotional breakdown along with the bits of Koi Roko To. And again, the rat-a-tat musical revenge that happens after that, the Jugalbandi with Ihan on piano and Polo Hetal Tenzing on drums is something only A.R. Rahman can visualize so beautifully. The emotions and drum beats ride high in this portion of the film, and this scene in particular is a standout. Nai Nai was great, how it moves the story ahead, again very refreshing and revisionist. Jwalamukhi, we had all seen the male video, almost like a regular music video. We all seen the female video, but it feels even better in the film. The effect is very intense, and it's great. Where Sophie's character reaches a breakaway point, you can actually feel that intensity off screen too. The Oracle and Enigma themes keep running through the film in myriad styles and manifestations. Again, a signature era touch. It repeats the cues in styles which are just pushes the innovation ahead. One couldn't end the film better with the Oracle literally engulfing everything in its musical madness. Almost took me back to 127 Hours Liberation. Where the character of Aaron Rellstein imagines or dreams. It was like a fever dream where everything is flooded and everything is washed away. Again, a motif used many times in classic cinema. Even Dil Se, in the way it traces the seven stages of love, hub, uns, ishq, aqeegat, ibadat, junoon and maut. What I also loved the fact about the end is the ambiguity. I am a sucker for ambiguous endings, and the dreamscape, the endless possibilities of all of it all was just too entertaining for me. Oh, Aashika, I think Rahman understands what his fans have always been longing for. And with the very few makers, his songs get that justice. And sometimes the songs are composed a notch down, given the maker is not at par with Rahman. And it's just, I could write a book on it, though I've already done one. So through the years and decades, the grand songs movement is a sun is short-lived, except when you have all the time in the world, like in a Lagaan. But in O Aashika, we get a creative catharsis, almost like a winking nod to the fans, like saying, hey, they say, you see, here is a utopian world where everyone is hooked to an A.R. Rahman masterpiece, not some obscure pop rap or whatever song that has like 799 million views in a week. Also love the now anthemic swell in the mom portion, almost playing as a modern day jailhouse rock, but I like the gimmick of it, but I also got goosebumps, and that's how well it was done. Few more beats that I loved, story and screenplay wise, in a film that has a lot of narrative devices, tells us this has been gone through a lot of workshop. Not essentially a bad thing, almost holds a great promise for future of films. And I might also add that it gets very tough to attempt anything, any new idea these days, be it film or a show or a book, because everything has already been done before. And especially with films, which is such a popular media, everyone has seen hundreds of films, and you attempt a horror, you attempt a love story, you attempt an action film, everything has been done before. Everyone is ready to point out, hey, it's been lifted from here, it's been lifted from this English film, from this Korean film. So we must appreciate when something like 99 Songs comes our way. I love that the film actually shows the writer's block, and also in a very beautiful, classy way. Really do films capture it to this depth. I love the layered approach to the ambition theme, and it's something, it's like food for thought. You would, you know, while on a drive, you would think about it. Like I was thinking about today, about how it takes conviction to take the path of music, or take a path of something that you really would love to do in life without actually knowing. So when you take that decision, when you take that call, when you fight with the world, you don't know how successful you will be, whether how will you go ahead. And then again, I feel it's an autobiographical element of A.R. Rahman, to follow one's instinct, to have a belief in the self. So it's a great beat in the film. How the self-obsession of artist thing is foreshadowed, very kind of throwaway style by Ranjit Barot's character, and it's a beat throughout, and you could argue about it, that is it really justified towards the end or not, but artist being self-obsessed, I think was a very good beat. There's no character in the film who blabbers, everyone has a purpose, that's why they don't have a podcast. That fantastic fraction of a second where Manisha Koirala and Rahul Ram's character nod to each other makes one almost think the possibility of a whole mother angle being set up. Some more of what I love, the concept of musical dividend. We often have been robbed of so many beautiful A.R. Rahman songs. They've either been chopped completely or just shown in a fraction, but it's not the case here, with the exception of Gori Godbari and Voice Without Words. And in Nai Nai, I was watching the Cloco post-credit sequence. I was so delighted that the second half of Nai Nai was placed there, and with the fun behind the camera things, and the whole dum dum diga diga dum diga diga music bits were also awesome. The love story is non-central. Again, I would need to revisit this impression of mine. I feel the love story chemistry not being earth-shattering is not really unintentional here. The number 100 written on the envelope, again a very nice touch. Again, Ranjit Barot was someone I loved seeing on the screen. He was almost like a modern-day Babuji way back from Maine Pyar Kiya, where Babuji asks Salman Khan Prem to earn like 2,000 rupees by working in some mine somewhere. Here it's almost like a modern day take on it. And I think it's more of think about it. I think it's a very brilliant narrative choice. It's cinematic as hell. Also a great elevator pitch for a musical, which is, I think, what A.R. Rahman has also been doing. And I think it really works. What I loved a little less, I mean, there has to be a few things to really point out, makes me feel good. So I felt sometimes the moral angle was too black and white. Businessmen are bad, drugs are bad, giant families are good, and the obsession with music is too indulgent and very polar. So it almost feels claustrophobic. So there are characters who love music, there are characters who hate music. Sometimes it doesn't let the film breathe at few places. While the camera is very roving and it's a technically superb film, there's VFX, there's production design, like international standards, there's drone shots, there is all that you could ask. Almost feels like a concert at times. One does miss a slow, boring scene with a still camera, just like a street level shot or one shot in a college or in a studio even. Again, sometimes the ARR vision weighs heavy on the character. I'm not saying that it really affects the film, but yeah, sometimes you would question, like, why would a college kid who may not have that kind of a wisdom to say with so much assurance that this song will not work here, and then a college bully can redeem himself in a world-changing act towards a climax. Little too convenient. When you see Jay has to travel to make 100 songs, it feels too convenient a plot device. You're not quite sure if he's really into writing those 100 songs or getting the girl. There are also no trade-offs. He's asked to make 100 songs and he just agrees, picks up and runs with it. Done deal. Although I was delighted with it, the Rajasthan and Udaipur angle didn't quite fit with me. The especially dynamics and backdrop of a Haveli felt too grand for a miserly father's character. As much as it's a musical and a realistic musical, at that, I would have loved someone shouting at Jay for playing music badly, like in a jazz bar. His progression is again too convenient. We also don't get any raw music or practice bits. Everything is so stylish, so A.R. Rahman, so clean and so produced. I thought of that. The animation bit again in the same story, although good, there's a lot of VFX, all of it is not bad, most of it works, but in this scene where Manisha Koirala is narrating this fable, the story in itself is good, but I would love to have seen her face on the screen. While it's an intelligent film, thank God it's not an intellectual film and cinematic liberties have been taken. And though it feels it's inspired by Tamil films in the shock scenes in the interval block, without that, I think it could have been a very serious independent film, almost like an Inside Llewellyn Davis. What I wish the film could have more of, I would have loved to see more of the Momos, the band in Shillong. There was hardly anything there. I would easily take a OTT series on them. At least one or two more scenes with Manisha Koirala. She's just so great. She's so specific, precise, and timeless with her measured stares and dialogue. While we get a whiff of street sounds at times at that brilliant montage of prayer sounds at mosque, a temple, gurdwara, and church, would have made Manmohan Desai smile from ear to ear in his 70s secular cinema. I wish there was more of it, especially when we are in Shillong. We don't really hear much other than jazz music. So, yeah, 99 songs, there's so much to process, and these are all the things that I could think of from the notes I've been taking throughout the day. I'm sure that it's a film that will grow on multiple viewings, and I just think it's a grand celebration in the dark times that we are in, and we are all ready to take a leap like Jay's character does, and what we find, it's to our own efforts that we make. So 99 songs, go really watch it and appreciate it, and it's really a labor of love.